Worcester's proposed new stadium for the Red Sox top farm team would be the most expensive minor league ballpark ever built, and most of the $100 million price tag would be charged to Worcester taxpayers. Still, Worcester City Manager Ed Augustus says he's confident a new stadium will pay dividends, partly because similar projects have worked out well elsewhere.
I've had a chance to visit the ballparks in Nashville and Durham and Charlotte, and I see ballparks that were in similarly situated areas that are now surrounded by housing, hotels, office parks, active use for retail and for entertainment.
But despite what he says, WBUR's Callum Borchers reports looks can be deceiving.
Nashville, Durham, and Charlotte have had mixed results when it comes to return on investment from their stadiums. Nashville borrowed $65 million to build a ballpark for the Oakland Athletics AAA affiliate. While there has been some surrounding development since First Tennessee Park opened in 2015, planned projects have moved more slowly than expected. Toby Compton led the government agency that managed the project. He says he still believes new development will come through and that the stadium will pay off, but he acknowledges that new tax revenue isn't keeping up with projections, so it isn't covering the city's annual debt payment.
There's a budget shortfall in the short term here that they're going to have to make up somehow. That's true.
The somehow has been extra taxpayer subsidies, $3.4 million over the past 3 years, according to the Tennessean newspaper. Nashville City Councilor John Cooper argues that even if future construction closes the gap, a minor league baseball stadium isn't really an economic engine.
Our overall success as a tourist destination is clearly not part of this baseball project. But nobody here thinks of the minor league baseball park as driving much of that.
In Durham, North Carolina, taxpayers built a stadium in 1995. 23 years and one major renovation later, the city is still drawing from its general fund to pay for the park. The story is better in Charlotte, where a stadium for the Chicago White Sox AAA team opened in 2014. But that may be because the city said no to picking up the tab.
We floated that. Okay, can we pay all $54 million? We quickly got pushed back. No, you're crazy.
Charlotte City Councilor James Mitchell says the city ultimately agreed to pay $8 million over 20 years. The county matched that. The team paid for most of the ballpark construction. Because Charlotte spent relatively little, the city is now making back its investment, and then some, on property and sales taxes generated by the stadium.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It was a great deal for us.
The city of Pawtucket and the state of Rhode Island offered $38 million for a new ballpark in an effort to keep the Red Sox AAA team. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo said yesterday that Worcester's offer could not be matched in good conscience.
The Paw Sox belong in Pawtucket, but we have to protect the taxpayers. And the deal that Worcester has in front of them, over $100 million, would not have been responsible for us to try to compete with.
Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson says the Canal District neighborhood around Worcester's proposed stadium site is already on the upswing. So city officials' sunny forecast of development around the ballpark may come true, but that won't necessarily impress economists like Matheson.
Because we've given a huge amount of money to subsidize a really pretty small economic entity.
The deal in Worcester is not done yet. The city council won't vote until September 12th at the earliest, after a couple public hearings. But based on the enthusiastic reception councilors gave the stadium plan at a meeting this week, approval looks likely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.